Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
School homework, does it have any benefit at all? I mean, it's hard to know. Who hates homework more, I suppose? Teachers who have to set it and correct it, children who have to do it, and parents who struggle to make sure it's done. Yet most, I suppose, will persevere with the belief that it's necessary and beneficial and a beneficial part of schooling. Or is it? I mean, one of the lessons of the past year is that children need different types of learning, and we know that now. With many parents, teachers and mental health professionals against the idea of homework for primary school children, you'd have to wonder why we continue with it at all. And tradition is the simplest answer, says Simon Lewis, the principal of Carlo Educate Together. People don't like the absence of something that has been going on for a long time. In other words, people don't like change. We all had homework as children. He goes on to say, there's just nothing anymore to suggest that the kind of homework we are getting when we're in school is in any way beneficial at all for children who are doing it. Much like everything else in education, we either have to evolve what we're doing to suit the needs of today, or we have to scrap it because we don't believe it makes sense anymore. Instead, the traditional homework we've come to know and loathe, Lewis would rather see children getting good at, whatever floats their boat, I suppose, being sports or whatever it happens to be. I mean, children, he said, should be allowed to be children, to simply play, to engage in sport, to be challenged and challenge, to use their imaginations, to create, listen to music, to be one with nature, to find fun, push boundaries, to find themselves, to lose themselves, to be with their friends, to climb trees, build fairy gardens or forts, to find solutions to real life situations, to fall, pick themselves up again, to learn and to think outside the box, to communicate more, chat with their parents, their grandparents, their neighbours, or to find out who they are, where their talents lie, and about life in general. And I suppose he's got a point. There's little enough time in life to do all those things. We send children to school. Well, hopefully they'll stay in school this time. We send them to school, and then when they come home, some of them will do their homework in a half an hour. Some will take 2 hours because they're not as good. They wouldn't be as academic, or they might have picked it up as well. And maybe the homework is beneficial to them, I don't know. But they spend more time then at home doing the same thing again. One US analysis of research found that children aged under 11, there was no link between homework and improved academic achievement. Another study pinpointed how positive outcomes for homework depended on its appropriateness and suitability for the child, as well as clarity of content and purpose. And Dr. Colm Nochter, a child and adolescent psychotherapist, says Nochter, but he believes that basically there are lessons to be taken from the pandemic and school closures. What the last year has taught us is that our education system is a very narrow measurement of which rewards the child who is engaged, well supported, and has a proper route for learning and good memory. So what we have learned is that every child is different in the way they learn. So is homework beneficial? Do you believe it should be scrapped? A lot of schools don't do it, by the way. Particularly, I think the Educate Together schools don't do it. Don't give homework. Do you think it's beneficial to a child? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. And it takes up your time too as a parent because you've got to help your children. Surely that's the job of the teacher. Is homework beneficial? Yes, it is, even if it takes a couple of hours. Or no, you believe it just wastes the child's time. David, how are you?
You're all right there. Do you need a minute?
Oh, no. I'm fine, Dave.
You're fine.
Sure? I need the men.
Go outside and have a quick smoke.
No, I'm okay. The men in the white suits are coming soon. They're taking me away for the weekend.
Need to lay off on the caffeine a small bit.
Dave, getting back to homework. I mean, realistically, we all did homework as a kid. Look, nobody likes homework. No less than actually, parents probably hate it more than any because they have to help the children with.
Yeah, listen, a lot of adults don't like work.
Is true. But is it benefit? Do you think it's beneficial?
I think there are certain aspects to homework that are beneficial. If they were going to scrap it, I would prefer that they keep like maybe stuff like reading, handwriting. I mean, look, let's be honest. In another 10 or 20 years, kids probably won't be writing anything anyway. But still, I think reading, writing, and math, I think, are three things that you know they probably should keep if they were going to get rid of it. Because I do find with my own youngster, if he didn't have books coming home from school, that might not have ignited his passion for reading. You know, and then especially with math and stuff as well, he's pretty good at it. But a lot of that, I think, did come true. Just, you know yourself, if you want to be good at something, it's repetition, repetition, repetition. You know,
Yeah, it's revision, like revision, revision, revision. That's what you start in school,
like
yeah.
You don't really become an expert in something until you put at least 10,000 hours in it. You know?
Something else that that concerns me that you talked about there, I've noticed young people, particularly their handwriting nowadays, has disimproved greatly on our handwriting. Now, of course, that's because people don't write much anymore, so they don't get as much practice in handwriting. Do you think that's a problem? Or do you think, sure, look, it's not going to matter. Sure, we're going to be typing everything in years to come anyway.
I don't know. I mean, do you think people thought that going from writing with inkwells and papyrus to pens and papers was a problem? I think it's just, you know, it's we're just progressing as a society. You know, I do think that, like, handwriting will always be there. And, you know, it'll probably become like this niche thing that only certain people will do.
Like calligraphy. It'll be like the way we look at calligraphy now. You know, I reckon in 30 years' time, people go, can you actually write?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, I think the last time I actually put pen to paper was the last time I applied for a loan. So that'll tell you how little people do it in day-to-day life nowadays.
I still think it's important. And I see young kids nowadays and the handwriting, some of them, not all of them, is atrocious. Absolutely atrocious. Mm. You know, and well,
I mean, to be fair, I do find we do have a slight over-reliance on technology. So, I mean, you know, being able to do something practically, I still think is very important because,
That's another thing, by the way. Homework should be a lot easier now for children because when my kids, now my kids are older now, I mean, they're over the age of 20, but when my kids were younger, you know, we had the computer in the house and, you know, Scott or Mia would come home and they would be doing a project and I'd go into the computer and print off some pictures for their project and some stuff on PowerPoint for them. And so it's much easier now to do homework with your children than it was then.
Oh, definitely. And I do find, I don't think it's, you know, I think it's more the substance of the homework as opposed to the actual homework itself. Like if it's something that's meant to engage the child's, you know, mind and get them thinking and, you know, like exercising that particular muscle, I don't really have an issue with it. But if it's just something you're doing for the sake of doing, you know, is there really any merit in it? You know, like my son's school now, every so often they'll get this, like little science projects to do at home, you know, and it gets their imagination going and it gets them thinking about other things that they may not have thought of if it's just, right, sit down and copy this onto a pen and paper, you know, 10 or 20 times or, you know, learn these vowels. That, I mean, even Irish in particular, I would actually keep because, you know, you need to keep doing it or you're going to lose it.
Okay, we'll stay there a second because David's here on Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, David? Dave, sorry, I'm going to call you David and him Dave, right? Just to keep it for clarification here, all right? David, you think you don't know, you don't believe it's beneficial, do you? Or do you believe it's beneficial?
Yeah, I think it's essential.
Okay.
From simple reason, they need to exercise their brain. They need to be focused on things. If child has too much time of their own, they're going to be on internet, they're going to be on social media, they're going to be outside. I mean, just don't get me wrong, but for example, you can see this certain parts of the Dublin and issues, you know, let's say a teenager which are not in school or they're missing school or they're not doing their homework, they're rampaging the neighborhoods and their parents doesn't focus on them. In context of raising them, they just let them out. And
so you're saying the devil makes work for idle hands? Is that
as soon as they have time on their own hand, they're going to, I mean, I'm not going to say all of them, but, you know, there's a certain minority.
Would it be fair to say that the kids that will go on the rampage, and yes, you are right, particularly in the last year when some of those kids haven't had school and they've been bored and they're up to no good, would it be fair to say that those type of children are going to do that anyway? And they're not going to bother doing their homework properly, or they're not going to bother, you know, studying and revising academically anyway, because those kids, you know, have parents who maybe don't care as much. Whereas, say, Dave, who I've spoken to many times in the show, genuinely cares about his child's education, genuinely cares about his upbringing. And that child, no matter what, whether he has homework or doesn't have homework, is going to do well in life.
Well, the thing is that if you don't give them a homework or some project to do, or whatever educationally or to get involved in certain things, if you don't give them even this let's say percentage of these children who are going to, you know, creative troubles will be more, just simply they have to have certain projects or homework they have to do with the parents at home or by themselves so they can engage in something.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with, say, you know, projects, and because I remember doing projects with my own kids on volcanoes and countries and all different, the Vikings, and, you know, we do then print pictures and stick them to big sheets of paper, and I remember doing all that with my kids, and that was, I actually enjoyed it myself. I think I did well in some of them. Anyway, but I love doing that with the kids, but I'm talking about this regimental idea of a teacher feeling obliged to give a kid 10 maths questions, 10 English questions, 10 this, sending them home with an hour and a half of work to do every night. That regimental idea of homework.
Yeah, I would agree with you, Isman. It cannot be a regimental, or it has to be something where you're going to focus, or where you're going to look, this particular child is going to be oriented, or where they're their interest. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to drive him in this direction and give him assignments, okay? I mean, education, it's not what it used to be, you know. We try to explore what are the interests of our children, and you focus them on that direction and to the best possible humans and in their future. And that is the goal. You don't want them to fail in their life and to blame themselves. Actually, everything starts when they're young.
I do realize that, like sponges. Let me go back to the other Dave. Dave, I suppose what this teacher from Educate Together points out in a long list of things that children should be doing after school, you know, building fairy forts and or whatever it is, or climbing trees, you know, and focusing on what they're good at. If it's cycling a bike, if it's, you know, I don't know, climbing garden walls, whatever it happens, communicating more with other children, all those kind of things, and talking to the granddad and grandparents and stuff like that. Those things are also important too. And if we don't give a child time to do those things, they're not going to explore other avenues that they might be skilled at.
Oh, yeah, no, I agree 100%. I think it's more about, like, quality over quantity, you know. And it'd be nice if, say, earlier on, we could actually gauge what, like, because, you know, some kids are more academic, some kids are more sporty, some kids are better with, you know, hands-on practical stuff. If we could zero in on that at a younger age, I think it'd be better for kids all around. Because, I mean, I know people who were told in school they had ADHD and they weren't going to go anywhere in life and blah, blah. You know, the usual shite you'd hear from some teachers. And all those people have found, as they went on later in life, that one or two things that really interest them and zeroed in on it and are amazing at it. Like, you know, I had a friend, like, he wasn't good at school, but he loved music. And the teacher said, oh, you're never going to, you know, do well in that. And he's one of the best DJs I know. You know, the guy, like, he doesn't just, like...
You're 100% right. We don't, and I remember reading a story about somebody, similar situation. They had ADHD. The school was constantly calling the parents, saying he was a fidget, or she, should I say, was a fidget and wouldn't stop moving in the class. And the mother said, oh, she likes dancing, you know, she just likes moving around. I said, oh, well, not in this school. They ended up having to move her to another school, which focused very much on drama and dance. The child went on to be head of the Russian Ballet. So what I'm saying to you is, When you embrace something that a child has that you might believe is a problem, if you actually embrace it, it can be so beneficial to the child. But stay there a second. Let me go to Robbie as well. Robbie, you're an Ireland's classic kids. Robbie, I mean, oh, sorry, let me just turn you on there. Homework, getting back to homework. Do you believe it should be abolished?
Yes, I do. I do, especially in primary school. I mean, the kids have enough to do when they're in school, and they're there kind of like, well, between 6 hours a day. And then when they come home, and then they're just, you can see them, and we've all seen them at the kitchen table doing the homework, or you're helping them to do the homework, and they're just not interested in it. They'd rather be out doing something else, you know. I think maybe
They would. They're children.
Of course they are. They're like children.
But they'd rather not be in school at all, some of them, you know what I mean, if that's the case. You can't be thinking like that.
Yeah. Well, yes, you can. I mean, the narrative you put on it there is that, like, I mean, like, every child doesn't want to be in school. Every adult doesn't want to be in work. You know, everybody wants to be off doing their own thing. Well, unfortunately, we have things that we have to do these days.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, the homework for kids at that young age, I don't think it's necessary. Let them go climb the trees, as you said. Let them go kick a ball or whatever, go dance in the streets with their friends, whatever it is that they may do. You know, no, not every child is the same. And, like, the way David was going on, like, he wants to be formed as robots and just go and learn and not be a child. Like, that's not the way to do it. You look at Scandinavia, I think Scandinavia do some things brilliantly. And Finland have one of the best education systems in the world.
They're very culturally different countries, you know what I mean?
Yes, but they also have one of the best education systems in the world, and they don't do homework in primary school. I mean, once kids get to secondary school, then the likes of that stuff that Dave was talking about is that they can be spotted for doing different things. Like, one may be good at metalwork and woodwork, where another kid is more academically better. You know, then focus on those different issues, you know. But I think that for children under the age of first year, I think there should be no homework. I agree with that.
Yeah, sorry. Well, let me go back to David, because David, Robbie suggests that, you know, you would like children to be like robots and just learning all the time.
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. I agree in a certain degree that, you know, if they're like 5, 6 years old, there's no point bringing homework at home. But as soon as they reach senior levels of education, they have to be more involved in studies, and they need to be occupied with the learning. Of course, they have to have a time and for a play and for a sports and for a dancing. But if you keep child occupied with the things, it's going to be beneficial in the future. It will try in the future. It will thank you in the future instead of be, I don't know, nobody or have a minimum wage job. You need to focus on the future, not on a immediate pleasure or just to see him happy at the moment. Maybe he's going to be happy as a child. You let him in go and do whatever he wants or she. But you need to focus on a child's future. Today's days, nothing is permanent. Children need to be flexible.
I mean, where David, sorry if I ask you. Well, hang on. David, where are you originally from, by the way?
Croatia.
Okay, and in Croatia, is the education system much different to the education system in Ireland?
Different. It's a way different. You learn so many things in a school, and at some point when you're 15, 16 years old, you need to decide what you want to do in your life. Are you going to do natural sciences? You want to do social sciences? You want to do something with your hands? You want to be a handyman? And then you try from there. Of course, you can change it later on in your life, but it's a little bit more difficult. You need to go certain exams, et cetera, et cetera. But the way the education, you know, I grew up, you know, as you said, it's a regimental system. Let's say you had a lot of mathematics, a lot of geometry, a lot of chemistry, a lot of biology. You know, and when I'm looking back now, and I'm glad I had it, because when I, just for a common sense, you're listening something on TV and you're understanding what they're saying, even if it's such a professional language. If you just keep kids just going to school to play or just to learn, just to dance, or, you know, they will not know anything about their life. Of course, they have smartphones, they can Google these things, but why Google when you can understand it? What's going on?
You are right. It is better to learn it in school than to go on to Dr. Google. Okay, I have to go into a break.
Learn at home, how you're going to learn it at school. There are people paid, they're educated to teach their children stuff.
Yeah, you know? Okay. Well, sorry, Robbie, go ahead.
That's not what I said, though. And I don't think Dave is saying the same thing. We're not saying that, you know, let them dance and play instead of being educated. That's not what we're saying at all. And you kind of half contradict yourself there as well, where you have the handyman and you have the computer scientist. The world needs a handyman and a computer scientist.
I agree.
And not everybody can be a computer scientist. And like, different people are education, they're academically different to the other. And the computer, the rocket scientist is not going to be able to build a wall.
No.
And the bricklayer is not going to be able to be a rocket scientist. And like, different people will approach it in different ways. And you're saying that 15, 16 people need to start changing, thinking about what you want to do. I have absolutely no problem with that. That's what I said. Children in primary school shouldn't have to do homework because they're too young. Let them be children. Let them grow up. Let them learn the ways that they want to wear when they're growing up.
Okay, well, Robbie, I have to cut it short because I'm gone over time. Robbie, thank you very much indeed, David, as well. By the way, the poll on Twitter that we put up is 50-50, almost. 51% says it serves a purpose, 49% said scrap it. Also, got a bit of audio here as well that people are sending in their WhatsApp messages as well.
Now, homework is a waste of time, it is, okay? They're in school long enough for the day. The kids need to go home, need to get out, need to exercise, need to play. They just need to get on with life outside school. When I was in school years ago, I'm 51 now. When I was in school years ago, I used to go home and do me homework. I used to just want to get out and play all the time. And that's just life. You want to come home, you want to play. End off. Cheers, pal.
All right. Yeah. No, I do get that. And every child probably wants to do the same thing. But there's a lot of things that children want to do. And should we let them do them? It's our job, you know, as parents and educators, to decide what's best for the child, no matter what they think.
Well, fair play to you, Niall, because here's a listener that's been listening to you for the last 3 years, and congratulations. If people had done exactly what you'd said, a lot more lives would have been saved. Fair play to you. Can we vote you for president or run the country, please?
You never know.
All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Numbers 087-188-0008 if you want to get involved. We got lots of WhatsApp messages, by the way. Don't forget, you can send us a voicemail on WhatsApp very easily. All you got to do is click the little microphone at the bottom of your WhatsApp and send the message.
I think that they should get rid of the homework altogether, because we have so little time with our kids these days. They're at school all day. We are at work all day. By the time we get home, make dinners, whatever we have to do, we have very little time left together. And instead of doing something fun, spending time together, enjoying the childhood, we sit and do homework. So I don't think it's beneficial at all for kids.
Okay. All right. Let me go to Cornelia. Cornelia, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you?
Fine, thanks, myself.
Good. Cornelia, do you believe homework is beneficial?
Only if it's half an hour and you do a recap of what has been learned at school.
Well, that's generally what homework is, isn't it? It's questions usually about what you've done in school that day.
Well, if you're in primary school, it should basically be just a recap of whatever little math that you did, and reading. Reading is important, but not longer than half an hour. Kids get bored and are tired.
This is the problem. See, when we say that homework should be, say, a half an hour or an hour at the most, right? And that's well and good for a child who'll be reasonably academic, because they'll get through it a lot quicker. They won't have to ask mom and dad too much, you know, too many questions. But many children are not that, you know, academically minded, and they have to get help from their parents, and it takes them longer. So they could take an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Yeah, but that's the teacher's job, to sort that out. My daughter herself was one that was not academically strong. And longer homework than an hour was a torture, was killer. Mm-hmm. So half an hour was enough, up to maybe 45 minutes, just a quick read. It's the teacher's job, it's not the parent's job, to sit there with a child doing homework.
And I know that's the theory. That's the theory, it is the teacher's job. But unfortunately, a teacher's there with, you know, 30 kids in the class, and, you know, it's difficult to take into consideration that every child doesn't move at the same speed. You know, and they can't be responsible for children who learn a little bit slower than others. So that, you know, they can't be responsible for every child.
Yeah, but don't you think the parents know that as well?
Well,
and
yeah,
maybe
they should.
Maybe then sit just a little bit longer with their child for that session, whatever it is. Well, the child's not bad in everything. It has its strong points in something.
You know, absolutely. No, I would agree. Yeah. So you basically mean, absolutely, there should be homework, but it should be just based on revising what they've done during the day and limited to a half an hour.
Yeah, because okay. Then you can also teach a child at the same time, once it gets into the higher grade, how they should be revising for their test.
Okay, well, stay there just for a second, because Adam, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Adam?
Yeah, hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. You don't believe primary school children should have homework?
No, not at all. It's ridiculous. I think there is a justification and a purpose for it, in a limited way, in secondary school, as they're preparing children for, you know, higher education for many, and doing things for themselves, you know, working on projects.
Yeah, particularly when you're coming up to exams stuff, like junior cert and leaving cert and stuff like that, yes, as well. Yeah.
But I see absolutely no benefit whatsoever for junior level. And if I look at my own children when they were in junior level, I've only got one in junior level now, the work that they're given is just repetitive stuff. They're not really learning anything.
Well, is that not what education is about? It's about repetition, isn't it? That's how they learn.
But that don't get me going there. That, I mean, I texted your show with about 10 different things. Education is not supposed to be about repetition. It's supposed to be about learning and understanding and preparing for the future. And I'll give you an example. You talk of repetition. Ashta, an Irish Ashta. The kids come home, they learn an Ashta, they have to learn a part of it each day, and by the end of the week, they've learned the whole thing.
Yeah.
What for? What do they actually learn from this? How do they benefit from this? What is it for? And it seems to me a lot of it is, we've always done it that way.
You could make the same argument about English and say, well, why do we need to learn sonnets and poems and novels? All of those things are designed for you to understand how language should be used. I mean, I don't remember any of the stuff that I learned in school.
Because I don't think that a child learning to repeat something over and over again actually allows them to understand anything. Because if I think of my own children,
I would disagree with you, Adam. Because, yes. I mean, I say I'm doing this show for the last 10 years. And when I'm interviewing somebody, say today, about aviation a little bit later on, I will recall an interview that I've done previously, maybe a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and things and facts that were said to me that I will replay back to him. And that's just the way the human mind works. We work on hearing things over and over again. And the more we hear them, the more we understand them. And I do believe that repetition, although laborious, can play a role. And I disagree with you in relation to Ashdaz, and I disagree with you in relation to, say, the idea of, I mean, at the time when I was in school, I mean, did I really need to know in Xanadu did Kublai Khan a stately pleasure dome decree where out the sacred river ran through caverns measureless to man, which was a poem called Xanadu. Did I really need, I actually, I'm surprising myself that I remembered it, but did I do it? I mean, does it make any sense to me at all? No, but what it does do is it teaches you how to use language and how these people who were scholars and wordsmiths of language, who wrote novels and wrote poems, and how they use language. So it teaches you to use language. It's important.
But in the 21st century, Niall, is that the best, most effective way?
Probably not.
For people to learn. And that's the point.
Well, I mean, I know, I'm not disagreeing. The education system was designed around the Industrial Revolution, right? Yeah, so it needs to change. Yes.
Yeah. So I think it's one thing to say repetition of something puts something in your head. Absolutely, it does. But that's not justification. In the 21st century, that's not good enough to justify doing this to our children.
Okay, well, hang on, sorry.
We should be doing things the right way, the best way. We don't drive Ford Model Ts and we don't use Bakelite phones anymore. This is the 21st century and we should have a 21st century education system.
Okay, well, stay there for a second because I want to go to Votek as well. Votek, just before I wrap this up. Votek, your son has started secondary school and he has a lot of homework.
Yes, man, how are you?
How you doing? I mean, do you think is it going to be beneficial to him?
Well, not for his mental health and not for his normal social life, anything like that. Now, he is on the side that he really wants to get it done. Like, I would be personally, when I was in my teenagers, I would be a little bit more relaxed about it. But overall, like, he's going through a lot. And I was talking to some lads from previous years. They've never had so many projects and, you know, things to go through. And he's just spending every day till 10, 11 o'clock.
Oh, at night?
At night, yeah. And
oh, like, that's a bit bonkers.
When I tell him to go sleep, he wouldn't, because he has this and this and that to do. That's a little bit too much, like.
You know, is he enjoying doing it?
Oh, no.
No, okay, that's all right, because if he was enjoying doing the projects, I wouldn't mind.
No. He has his preference, don't get me wrong. He's very talented from, like, technical point of view and art point of view. But he doesn't really have much of the homework from it. Yet the things he doesn't really like English, history, geography.
Well, with the greatest respect, Votek, if he's getting homework that's taken him till 10 o'clock at night to do, from the time he's coming home or whenever he starts doing his homework, I would suggest that you maybe need to have a chat with his year head.
That's what I just actually did today.
Because that's bonkers.
I sent an email. But from what I hear, a lot of kids in his year are like that. Mm-hmm. Seem to be overwhelmed. Like, the only positive out of it is, like, when he sometimes goes on Snapchat, you know, it's all kind of remote now. He's just back to school this week. They were all saying some of them didn't even finish those projects that he did. So that made him feel a little bit better that at least he accomplished those things.
Yeah, quicker than they did. Yeah, that he's not the worst set of them all. No, I get you, Votek. Sorry, I've run out of time. Thank you very much indeed, Adam and Cornelia and everybody got involved in that conversation. To be honest with you, overall, it looks like it's a 50-50 split on that particular debate. And I've put it up on Twitter as well. It's 51-49. Some people believe it's beneficial. Others don't. I think what Votek is saying is 100% correct. You shouldn't have a child doing, under no circumstances, should a child be coming home from school and doing homework and projects till 10 o'clock at night. That's ridiculous. So they'll have no life whatsoever.
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hit.